This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Reuters is reporting that the next summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will probably take place in early 2019. Friday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he hopes to meet with his North Korean counterpart to lay the groundwork for what he termed a big step forward toward denuclearization during the next summit. Since the last one in Singapore, there has been little progress reported on Pyongyang's pledges. Speaking with VOA in Mexico City, Pompeo said Chairman Kim had told him he was committed to the promises he made to President Trump at that Singapore event. All of this on the heels of news that the United States and South Korea have suspended upcoming joint air defense drills scheduled for December. VOA's Steve Miller is in Seoul.
The Pentagon said the decision to suspend Exercise Vigilant Ace was made by U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and South Korean Defense Minister Jong Kyung-do when they met in Singapore Friday. Vigilant Ace was last carried out in December 2017 and had been scheduled for December again this year. Pentagon spokeswoman Dana White said in a statement both ministers pledged to maintain close coordination and evaluate future exercises. In addition, a senior White House official said the next summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is likely to happen early next year. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Millions are going to the polls in Afghanistan this weekend in parliamentary voting. Security at polling places is tight, in part due to repeated threats of violence from the Taliban. The voting takes place just days after the assassination of an influential police chief in Kandahar province. 2,500 candidates are competing for 249 seats in a new parliament. Both Afghan and international observers in large numbers are keeping an eye on the voting process this weekend. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of protesters marched through central London Saturday to demand a new referendum on Britain's departure from the European Union. Organizers want the public to have a final say on the government's Brexit deal with the EU, arguing that new facts have come to light about the costs and complexity of Britain's exit from the bloc since Britain's voted to leave in 2016. Saudi Arabia this weekend is dealing with often skeptical reactions to the form of its long-awaited confirmation that Saudi dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi was dead and that he died inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Here's AP's John Gambrell.
In Turkey, they say that a quote-unquote assassination squad, including a member of Prince Mohammed's entourage on foreign trips, as well as an autopsy expert, flew to Istanbul and laid in wait at the Saudi consulate for the Washington Post contributor to show up. Now, the way that Saudi Arabia now describes it is that somehow Khashoggi came to the consulate and was confronted by people. And what the Saudis say happened is a quote-unquote fist fight.
That was AP's John Gambrell. Acknowledging Riyadh's announcement that suspects were being held, President Trump called it a good first step. Asked about a way forward for the United States, Mr. Trump said he wanted first to confer with Saudi's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who is widely blamed for what happened in Istanbul and who now heads the official Saudi investigation. There is new evidence that Russia is continuing its assault on the U.S. election system. A Russian woman has been indicted for trying to meddle with next month's midterm voting. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
It's the first federal case alleging foreign interference in next month's elections. The Justice Department's accusing a Russian in a sweeping bid to use social media to influence American public opinion on everything from gun control to the NFL national anthem debate. The charge was announced after U.S. intelligence agencies made a rare public statement in accusing Russia, China, Iran, and others of ongoing campaigns to sway voters.
To influence the American public, to draw... sow discord and increased divisiveness.
Homeland Security Undersecretary Chris Krebs says there's no evidence voting systems themselves have been compromised. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There is widespread mourning in the Indian state of Punjab, where a high-speed train plowed through a crowd at an annual Hindu festival. At least 60 people were killed, many of them children. At least 100 others were injured. The sound of the approaching train was apparently lost in the noise of a fireworks display. India's rail network is one of the largest in the world, and rail is the major form of travel in that country. This was India's deadliest rail accident in years. Gene Randall, VOA News.